Hello, hello, I'm Nikhail. You are listening to Movie Mixtape on Matt Radio at 1280 AM in Toronto. Today, I am reviewing Heritage. It is a deeply personal and poignant film directed by Mir Mohammad Najafi. It's a film which runs for 73 minutes. It's a part of the International Spectrum Competition at this year's festival. And it offers a raw and intimate look at the complexities of caregiving, aging, and sacrifice. Heritage tells the story of Fariba, an Iranian woman in her 60s, whose spends her days caring for her elderly parents. Her mother, affected by Alzheimer's, no longer recognizes her husband, who himself is aging and growing weaker. Fariba's routine is simple but filled with emotional weight. Every morning, she applies her makeup, she says goodbye to her husband, and walks to her parents' house to take care of them. It's a life defined by routine and sacrifice, and it forces us to reflect on what we are willing to give up for the ones we love. The film is striking in its simplicity, shot by the director using just a phone. It's an incredible testament to how much can be achieved with limited resources. The cinematography is understated, and while it may not be the most technically polished film, it is still remarkable given the minimal production crew and equipment. There are rough transitions and moments where the editing feels a bit jarring, but these choices seem to add to the overall emotional rawness of the story. The film's pacing mirrors Fariba's life, slow, repetitive, but always moving forward. It puts us in the position of voyeur, observing her daily tasks like cooking, cleaning, dressing. There's an understated humor in some of the more awkward moments, such as the birthday celebration for her elderly parents, where despite their lack of recognition for each other, the conversation hilariously devolves into a string of I don't know answers. It's both heartbreaking and comical, showing the fragility of memory and identity. One of the most powerful aspects of Heritage is how it brings up universal themes of caregiving. Most of us can relate to having a guardian, a parent, or someone we have cared for who has grown older, weaker, or perhaps no longer with us. And this film touches on this emotional complexity with incredible sensitivity, making it deeply personal. There is a particular scene where Fariba's own breakdown after confessing to her husband how difficult it is to be a caregiver shines a light on the exhaustion and emotional strain of those who give so much of themselves. In terms of the sound, Heritage sticks with simplicity. The audio is crisp and clear, but at times the silence can feel a little too much. While it certainly adds to the stillness of Fariba's life, some moments could have used a little more background sound, background music to keep the atmosphere. The ending, which subtly shifts us toward a sense of moving on, is powerful yet bittersweet. It is not so much a conclusion as it is a quiet resignation to the reality of life. In a way, it gives the film a sad but solid sense of closure. Overall, Heritage is a deeply introspective film that does not need grand gestures to be impactful. It's a meditation on caregiving, love, and sacrifice, universal themes told through the lens of the woman's intimate everyday life. While it might not have the best technical execution, it is certainly a must-watch for anyone interested in exploring the emotional weight of caring for loved ones as they grow older. That's all for this review. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nikhail on Matt Radio, 1280 AM in Toronto. Bye-bye.